Welcome to the True Fitness Academy Podcast.
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 Your source for the truth in health and fitness. Now here are your podcast personal trainers, Jan and Tyler.
Hello and welcome to the True Fitness Academy Podcast. I'm Keon.
And I'm Tyler.
And we're your podcast personal trainers for today, Monday the 15th of February.
Porta Vida!
Porta Vida! We just got back from Costa Rica.
Sí, right. Señor. I don't know.
They would say that, but no, they were more. They said more. It's my pleasure.
It's my pleasure.
Except for that's way too like racist sounding, Tyler.
I know.
Yeah. So, good trip.
It was an excellent trip.
I think we all had a lot of fun.
I don't know why, but 2 hours. I am still tired. Like I have a weird jet lag.
I know why I'm still tired. I was up till 4 last night.
Yeah, I was up till 1 last night. Yeah. So that was technically 3 for us this whole last week. Because we were 2 hours ahead of what our normal time
right,
was.
Right, so I was up until 6.
6, yeah. So I've been...
I'm awesome.
Yeah, I've been tired today. I'm going to go to bed in the next couple minutes. Which is not normal for me at the time. Well, yeah, it is only 9.
Yeah, so usually you'd go to bed at 10, so...
Yeah, I have a little bit. I'm trying to catch up.
Right. But I think I feel like you want to give an overview of the trip first, then we'll kind of go into some health aspects because
that we noticed on the trip.
Right.
There
well,
was lots of things we noticed.
Lots of things, but first and foremost, I lost weight on this trip.
Keon did lose weight, and I
open bar.
I stayed consistent.
Right. Yeah. So just so you know, open bar free food, and I lost weight. What's up, bitches?
Yeah.
And I'm pounding a beer right now.
Yeah.
What's up, bitches?
So it is. Quite entertaining on that sense. Basically, general overview of our vacation. Let's see. We got there. Saturday night. I was just going to kind of go real fast.
Okay.
We did a boat tour. We saw some crocodiles, some monkeys, some birds. That was kind of cool. We did a lot of hanging out by the pool. We did some wave runner jet skiing. What else did we do? We did a zip lining.
No. We did canopy tour.
We did a
that happened to
tour.
Have zip lining in it.
Yeah, which happened to have zip lining and rock wall climbing.
No, it wasn't climbing. It was being pulled up a rock wall.
Yeah,
like that was, you kind of climbed, but they were.
They let me climb because I was one of the last people. I climbed a lot of that wall.
I did too, but usually when you're climbing, you have a little bit more time to like figure things out. No. Like I felt like a tug every time. Like
race up it, you were getting tugged up that wall.
Then
with the Tarzan swing, and then we went tubing. That was fun.
Yeah,
hung out, and
drank eight,
and were merry.
Yeah, the people of Costa Rica I loved.
They were extremely nice and extremely patient with me not understanding a word that they said.
Right. Did you notice? Like Anna pointed this out. Beautiful people. Like, I'm a completely heterosexual male, but both sides, both genders, I thought were extremely just attractive people.
I agree with the attractiveness. I'm going to go with a more, they seemed very youthful.
Okay.
Like, every person we met, I could not have told you their age.
No. You don't remember, okay, one of our tour guys, Oliver for the gringo.
For me.
Because I don't consider myself a gringo because I'm only half white. I think he was like in his mid to late 30s.
And he looked like he was 25. 20s.
Yeah. He's been doing like the tour stuff for 9 years.
Yeah.
Amazing.
Yeah. And so in that case, yes, all of them were attractive. They had very fair skin. Like not fair.
Olive
skin. Very clean skin.
Yeah. They were all no acne
of any kind. I did see... All of them had braces. I noticed a lot of braces on this trip,
which is interesting.
Fine. But yeah, it was they're very beautiful, and none of them. I rarely saw ones that were overweight.
Very true, except in like the little towns that we were like drove by. Because okay, the trip that we went on was not a cultural trip.
No,
this was a completely tourist trip. Like
this was tourist, and this was also just relaxation.
Yeah,
it wasn't like. Hey, let's get to know Costa Rica.
Yeah, we had like 9 restaurants we could have gone to. like 3-4 bars. Like, it was just, I mean, this resort was fantastic. Yeah. But, like, I was walking around, I was like, this could be anywhere.
Oh, yeah. As much as we saw of Costa Rica, I liked it. It was very nice. I was describing it to some buddies today that were, like, asking about the trip. It is about 50% Hawaii.
Uh-huh.
Then 25% of Mexico.
Uh-huh.
And then 25% the Jungle Cruise at Disneyland.
I think that was only because of the...
Of the actual cruise that we went on.
I would say rainforest.
Yeah.
Because we're on the western portion of the country, so we're actually in the dry portion. On the eastern portion, that's where all the rainforest in the center of the country, so we didn't get to see the rainforests.
But yeah, it was nice.
But I loved it.
The resort was great, but the resort could have been placed anywhere.
Yeah.
And you wouldn't have known.
Yeah. Had a great time with all the people we brought.
Everybody was good. It was a good time by all.
Yeah. Yeah.
Let's see. Yeah, that was about it.
Yeah, I think so. I still had to do school. Anna had to do school still.
Yeah.
Yeah. There was a couple days where Tyler and his girlfriend Danielle were hanging out by the pool. Me and Anna were in the room.
Studying
away.
Yeah.
Yep. It's about it.
It's not jealous.
Nope. But I learned a lot, though. It was ankle and foot.
I did notice you were reading that a lot.
It was literally 60 pages in that one book, and then 30 in another, and then 30 in another. Not counting lectures, not counting all the other stuff, like discussion boards and all that.
So, but yeah, it was a great time.
Yep,
did notice, what were some of the fitness food? Because there was multiple things I noticed on this trip.
Okay, well, let's start with cultural, because that bothers me on these trips. Because these trips, I've gone on one before. This is through one of my father's suppliers for his insulation company. So they as an incentive to stay, keep business with this company, MacArthur, they give you an incentive to come on this trip if you buy X amount of money, or X amount of supplies, blah, 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 you get incentive points. And I've noticed that the people on these trips treat the locals like crap.
Really?
They do not. I mean, if you pay attention to, like, the little things, like, they treat them like the hired help. And it pisses me off. Like, I don't. It makes me so mad just to see it. Like, you're a guest in their country. Yeah, you're paying, blah, blah, blah. But you know what? First and foremost, like, treat them with respect as people. Yeah. Then if they, like, majorly screw up, then you can do that. As far as fitness goes, these people are from all over the country, so we had people who are fit, like a couple we made friends with, Eric and Brenda.
Yeah, they were very athletic.
Very athletic, but...
I saw her running multiple times.
Yeah, she's a black belt in karate.
Oh.
Yeah, she's hardcore. And Eric was, you know,
yeah, he seemed
guy.
In shape.
He was, like, in shape. But then you get so the younger I think you get, the more roofers and insulators that you actually get, and then the older the population got, like... Literally beyond the 30 mark.
35 at the latest.
35 at the latest, yeah. Well, actually, no. Brenda was 37.
Oh, yeah. Well,
so she was the outlier, though. Everyone was overweight.
Everybody. And I'm talking stereotypes to the max. Everybody was from Middle America. Everybody had their, don't you know? And, you know, we got the this
the
and the this and the Wisconsin.
Which
and
there's nothing wrong with that.
No, no, no. But it was just, it was hilarious how many stereotypes there was.
Yeah.
And my favorite aspect of it was just like there was a bar that you could literally swim up to.
Which I loved.
Which was great.
That's where I got 90% of my drinks.
Yeah, a majority of, yeah, I would say solid 90%.
Because if we weren't at the swim up bar, we had the connection to the
swim bar and,
on the land.
And I wouldn't consider the ones that we had with dinner to be our drinks.
No, I the only thing I had with dinner was wine.
Oh, yeah.
Tyler's allergic, so.
I'm allergic.
Like, horribly. It's
one night, one of our dishes, I believe, had wine in it, and I got really sick that night.
And the funny thing is, I didn't taste it. I have a good, like, feel for wine, too. Did not taste it.
And it was the exact sickness I get when I taste wine. So I feel that it was. It could not have been, and I just was not feeling good that night, but it triggered it, and that was weird.
Right.
So, but it was interesting because most of the people were overweight.
Yep.
And nonstop drinking, nonstop
eating,
tanning and eating, and just like, I'm burnt, but I'm still drinking, eating, and
hanging out in the sun. Like,
I saw
lobsters. Like sunbathing still. I'm like, are you serious?
Like, grab a red crayon, shine it up a little bit, and that's what people were looking like. It was awful. My favorite, though, was this one guy. I feel bad for people that burn because I know how much it hurts.
Right.
This one guy was really fat, and he had, to be blunt, bitch tits. And just, like, they flapped down.
Was he burned under them?
He was burnt, but you could, when he stood up, you could tell that his breast basically had covered a section of it, so he was not burnt under his boob.
Oh, man.
So he had, like, a weird bra outline under his boob when he stood up, and, like, occasionally, because I saw him playing volleyball. So then he'd lift him up and it'd flat. Oh, it was hilarious. I died. Danielle and I stood there because there was like sections of the pool that were at different levels.
Right.
So you could sit in the pool and stuff. We were sitting there in this one area and we were just dying laughing at this guy because he literally was wearing a non-burnt bra. It was hilarious.
Probably
the funniest thing food-wise that I noticed was the very first night when we ate. All together, was that because it was an all-inclusive resort, our waiter came up to us and was like, so do you guys want appetizers? And all of us kind of looked around at each other like, no, we're good. Like, rarely get appetizers at restaurants. Just, I don't eat that much as it is, so I, no. And I was like, no. He's like, well, no. Let me bring you out something. I'll bring you out my favorite. And
right.
We were like, sure, whatever. Like, we
go for it.
Yeah. Once again, we're not paying for any of the food, so we're just like, whatever, fine. Just bring it out to us. And they were good. They were little bite-sized tacos. They were delicious. Then we had our meal, and all of us finished that off. And then he was like, do you guys want dessert? And we were like, no, we're good. And he, like, was legitimately shocked that we were not eating to the fullest that we could be eating.
Second appetizers, second entrees, third entrees, all the desserts four times over, which eventually happened.
Eventually happened, and we eventually got to that point. And we learned how to do it correctly.
Right.
Where we would, because at the one thing that was nice about all these restaurants is that the portions were the right size.
They were normal.
They were very normal. It was literally like I got filet mignon. If you got the filet mignon that I got at any other restaurant, you would have to have times it by three.
Right.
To get to the, like, it was, they were the nice, think
European?
Since I've never been over to Europe, I was going to say, go think like Top Chef, how they, all the sizes they use on those kind of things.
Right.
That was roughly the size of all those meals.
It was,
good
portions.
Good portions.
And so, I mean, when we say good portions, you know, it's not how most people talk about good portions.
Good portions for just being
for normal. Being healthy, yeah.
But we eventually learned that we would order an appetizer, but each of us would get a different appetizer, and we'd share them.
Right.
And then each of us would get a different entree, and we'd share them. And then dessert, we'd kind of pick and choose and share them.
Right.
But the desserts weren't anything to really write home about.
I don't remember. I mean,
there was no dessert that stood out like, I need to eat this the rest of my life. And I'm a sweet tooth, and I'll eat anything and everything.
But I found most of the sweets were way too sweet.
They were extremely sweet.
But there was too much sugar. There was, like, a couple that were nice.
The ice cream was really good.
Ice cream was fantastic.
And I'm talking, like, your plain old vanilla ice cream.
Yeah. I don't know why,
but it was delicious.
During, like, the middle of the day, my mom wanted some. And we went and got a veggie burger, which was amazing, by the way. And some ice cream. And, like, it was the best ice cream I've ever had.
Yeah, it was delicious ice cream. I don't know what they do to it, but it was tasty.
Yeah.
Let's
talk about so we're talking about the nutrition aspect of it, which I think, you mentioned this on the trip. When it comes down to food on vacations, and you've hinted at this so far on the podcast, portion control.
Oh, it's all about portion control.
All about portion control, because everything's cooked in butter. You don't control any of the food that goes in your mouth, how it's cooked. So you have to control how much you put in your mouth. You know, you can eat your fried whatever's.
Well, the other thing that was interesting about this trip is that breakfast and lunch, for the most part, and some of the dinner places were all buffets.
Right.
You and I would go once.
Yeah.
The only time I went back for a second one was that one where they had the fish and the really good beef when we were at that Rancho place during the Jungle Cruise. I went back and I got another fish and another thing of beef.
Right. Good things. But the thing is, I downed plantains like no other. They had these fried plantains. I jaded my beef. Yeah. Like, it was the best thing ever.
I ate those whenever I got a chance. I'd eat them.
They were great. So even, like, eating crap, you can eat crap to an extent. And your body, as long as you're being active, which we were, uh-huh. as long as you're, I mean, being good to your body and eating the right amount.
I was trying to guess how many times I actually worked out while I was there.
It was three. I want to say it was three. Yeah. They did weights one day, Pilates one day, and then I did something else the other day.
You did a couple of classes, yeah. too.
I had one. We had this hilarious Pilates instructor. When I say Pilates, I'm using air quotes because he didn't teach Pilates. Like, he taught, like, some weird yoga Pilates fusion, which was fine. But, like, I think there's this language barrier when it comes to instructing any kind of fitness. Because he was, like, it was just, there was no flair to it. Which is, again, fine, because his primary language is Spanish. But when you're teaching, like, that kind of intricate movement, like, you need to have some, like, understanding of the language to get people to cue into it. So that was entertaining as well.
Okay, so where are you going with the fitness? Sorry.
Oh, but, I mean, I guess that was it. Just, like, staying active and, like, not just lying by the pool. Like, we went to, on the tours, we did, like, other stuff. Like, we walked, this is one of my things. There were taxis, pretty much, that took you around the complex if you wanted to. I think I took them 6 times total throughout the whole week.
And that was, I always took them to go to the, I mean, this is kind of lazy. I only took them when I had to go to the main lodge.
Which was like a hike.
Which was like a hike up a hill.
Right. Literally like a 60 degree.
It was a steep, like, it was walking up steep, like a ladder kind right. of thing. And I was not really willing to do that often.
Yeah. And there's no reason to go up there.
Yeah.
Typically.
It was just for random things. But yeah, that was something that was funny is that there was these cars that would drive around and you could get in on them basically and they would drive you to wherever and people would get in them all the time and they would always stop by us and I would just be like, no, we're good. And we'd get there 3 minutes after them.
If that.
Yeah.
Because they would have to take the long ways there sometimes and all that. And the thing is, the time you spend waiting, because a lot of people would wait in front of their apartment or their hotel for the car to drive by, or they'd call one. I'm like, in the time you spent waiting, you could be there already.
Oh, yeah.
Like, that's just being straight up lazy. So if you can't, I mean, combine, like, the two, like, just walk a little bit. Like, spend your days doing something a little bit more. Like, yeah, you're on vacation, but that doesn't mean you have to be a slob.
Oh, yeah. I'm not saying that you have to be one of those people like Keon and I who woke up and would work out and whatnot. But you can easily do the walking everywhere, the portion control, the doing the activities that are athletic, like right. our zip line. Yeah, the zip line itself was not that athletic, but there was multiple walking through that whole thing.
Absolutely.
There was semi-rock climbing through aspects of it. I mean, the inner tubing, I swam chunks of it.
Well, it's because you and I got out.
Yeah, we got out of the tubes and decided to go swimming and help people out. But you can mix stuff up and make it athletic so that it's not quote-unquote working out, but you are working out.
Right, right. You're being active. Like, you're actually being, like, using your body as opposed to just... I feel like a lot of people just drop to the lowest common denominator when they're on vacation. So I'm just going to do as little as possible. And that's, in my mind, not what vacation is about. Like, I can sit at home and get that same effect.
Oh, yeah.
You know? Like, the reason I go on vacation is to explore, see some new sights, do some fun things. Yeah, I relax. Like, we spent a couple days by the pool.
Yeah, we spent... I was doing the math when I was telling somebody the story. We were there roughly 6 days.
Yeah. Came in Saturday night, left Friday night. Friday afternoon.
Yeah, so it was Sunday, Monday, Tuesday, so Wednesday, Thursday. 5 days. 3 of those 5 days, we had activities, and the other two, we hung out by the pool.
Yep. Pretty much.
And, I mean... That's how I feel like most trips should be, is like, yeah, you do stuff and you have relaxing days, but I can sit and do nothing at my house.
Yeah, exactly. Like, we're doing, like, literally, I could do what we're doing right now.
I think I made a trip to your mom about how...
A comment to my mom.
Yeah, a comment to your mom about how, yeah, it's okay that I'm drinking, you know, it's 11 o'clock in the morning and I'm by myself drinking and I'm hanging out by the pool. I think Danielle was off doing something and your mom walked up and I was like... Yeah, it's okay that I'm drinking by myself here by the pool. But if I was by myself at home,
I heard by you say the pool,
I'm now all of a sudden an alcoholic. But since right. I'm here in Costa Rica, I'm perfectly okay.
Plus, I mean, you wouldn't water down your own drinks. So.
Yeah.
And that was the only, I mean, that was actually, I think, one of the good things about a resort. They watered down the drinks.
Yeah.
The only thing they didn't water down was the beer and the local liqueur, or liquor, cacique, which I took a liking to. Did you ever have it?
It was pretty tasty.
It was, I liked it. It's a sugarcane variety. So it's a rum-esque, but I really enjoyed it.
Yeah, it's tasty.
Yeah. Good. So, do you have anything else you want to talk about on this?
Basically, I just want to encourage people that since, what is it, February's coming up?
Not coming up.
We're in
February. We're actually technically right in the middle.
Yeah. But spring break's not anywhere time soon, huh?
No, but, okay.
I kind of just want people to picture vacations.
Because, I mean, here's the deal. You have, what, March, April, May to get fit before June comes around. When the sun starts poking its head around and you have to be in a bikini, you have to be in, you know, boardies. You have to be fit if you're going to be outside. Or, I mean, look, I don't want to encourage the whole stereotype, but I don't want to encourage the other stereotype. You know, the stereotypes I'm talking about, a stereotype of overt fitness and just obsession, and then the exact opposite of obesity. So you, I want to encourage you to start thinking about, like, and really start working towards,
I guess,
a fitness goal.
This would be the time to make that goal for your, quote-unquote, beach body.
Yeah, because if you don't now, game over. I'm sorry. If you wait...
A month before is not going to be a good enough.
You, I mean, no matter how many commercials you see for those acai berry blast, fat burners, get ripped in 30 days. No, that's, I'm sorry, that's bullshit. You need to start, like, right now is probably too late.
I mean, technically, all those things work, but your life will suck. That whole month would suck.
To make it work. Because you can't just do the supplement. You have to actually implement a terrible diet and work your ass off every day. So, yeah, I start tomorrow on my summer body.
Yep. I already have it mapped out.
Yep.
But yeah, I just kind of want people to think about vacation, getting ready for the summer, and just realize that it's not difficult. Like, I didn't find it difficult to eat. I mean, it's difficult, I'm sure, in the sense that we were an all-inclusive resort where food was wherever we needed. But then at the same time, you can go to any resort, even if it's not all-inclusive, and you can get food whenever you want.
Right. I mean, I can walk down to 7-Eleven.
Yeah.
And get as much food as I want.
So, you can eat right. It's not difficult. That was kind of the thing that I noticed halfway on the trip. I was just like, wow, people are odd. Like, why is this difficult for people?
Right. All right, cool. I just got a voicemail, and I gotta go. I gotta give someone a call.
All right.
So, we'll be with you the rest of this week, bringing up some good stuff, kind of getting you ready for a mindset for your beach body, getting you there, as well as a couple workouts that will help you start killing it. So until then, I'm Keon. I'm gonna eat differently today. I'm Keon.
And I'm Tyler. And Jack Bauer.
Jack Bauer.
Ha!
That's your ending quote. All right. We'll talk to you later. Peace. He got a glimpse in the bathroom mirror. Twists as he can, babe, in temptation. Maybe he'll love you when he's at his fill.